So far, that hasn't really been a factor. Well, yet.
Yeah. You never can count the Pirates out. They're playing much more disciplined right now and being patient. They come out of that timeout, and they're not forcing the shots. It looks like they were forcing some of them out, and I wonder if that's what Coach Rubel told them. Don't start rushing your shots. We're not out of this ball game that we have to start forcing up. It's only 45-34. You got 5 minutes to play here. Everybody knows basketball is a game on runs.
Yeah.
So. Aaron Ginther was fouled there by Eric Booms. Booms picked up his second. Ginther's first shot's no good. 45-34, you're listening to the Hometown Hoops on Cruise 102.1. Bad Axe. I got Grant Pickley here, Sue Schrader, bringing you this Greater Thumb East Conference matchup. Ginther's second shot's up and good. 35-45. Harbor Beach trailing the Ubley Bearcats here at Ubley. And on the floor for the Pirates, Grant, we have
Gurkovich, Seaman, Ginther, Kraft,
and that's going to be Kevin Kraft.
Kevin Kraft, both Krafts out there. And for Ubley, we have Leiprant, Kaufman, Nowicki, Booms, and Glaza.
And Booms has the ball matched up against Gurkovich. He guys drive inside, loses control, goes off of Seaman's hand. I guess it's correctly to say is Seamon, S-E-A-M-O-N. Sorry to the family if we're slaughtering that name. Glaza gets it underneath, inbounds to Marshall Leiprant in the left corner. To Booms, back to Glaza, back inside to Leiprant. And we're going to get a reach-in foul there, called on
looks
Andrew
like
Seaman.
Was it?
Let's see.
Oh, yep. It was 44.
Oops,
Kevin Kraft.
Kevin Kraft there. Leiprant inbounds it to Glaza. Glaza's wide open, but they promise to cover him up. Gives it right back to Marshall Leiprant on the step-in, who uses the glass. 48-35, 4:48 to go. Bearcats with the lead. Taking the drive all the way in is Eli Kraft, and he has his shot blocked there by
Nowicki.
Now pressure being applied by Kraft to Perutsky, and Perutsky takes him to the...
I think you mean Glaza.
Glaza, yeah. Glaza, yeah. Took Eli Kraft. Eli Kraft picked his pocket, and Glaza went back after him to try to block a shot and fouled him. So Glaza is going to pick up his second, team's ninth. And at the line is going to be Eli Kraft, and his shot's up and good. 47-36. Bearcats with the lead, 4:35 here in the fourth quarter. And we're going to get a timeout. We'll be back right after this commercial break.
It never fails. There's a little ice on the road. You're a little late for work. You tap the brakes a little too hard. Son of a... What then? I'm Dave Tucker, body shop manager at Moore Shoreline in Sebring. Call me right away when this happens. I'll bring you a clean loaner with a full tank of gas, and you can be on your way. I'll do the estimate right there on the spot. All you have to do is call your insurance company. I'll take care of the rest. After restoring your vehicle, I'll bring it back to you, completely detailed inside and out, all hassle-free, and all no charge. And there's more. Moore Shoreline's Body Shop guarantees the work for life. How do we do that? Moore Shoreline has factory-trained technicians with over 15 years' experience. After having work done in our body shop, our customers tell us all the time their vehicles look like new. See Moore Shoreline today, M25, just 4 miles north of Unionville. More service, more quality, more selection.
We're back here at Ubley High School, 4:35 remaining in the fourth period in the game, actually, 47-37, Bearcats with the lead. Bearcats bring the ball up the court. Eric Booms comes up the right side, looks to give it off to Perutsky. Perutsky gets it in front of his coach. Now he throws it over to the left side to Brandon Glaza. Glaza swings it around. He's covered there by Kraft. Now he throws it over to Boom on the right side. Back to the top to Tyler Perutsky. And we're going to get a 3-second lane violation on Nowicki. Another turnover. Mark this down. 4:18 mark, 37-47 turnover Ubley. If Harbor Beach can capitalize on this, that might be just what they needed right there. Nowicki checks out. Josh White checks in. Eli Kraft looks to throw the ball inbounds. He gets it in to Ginther. Ginther brings it up the right side, and we're going to get a reach-in foul on Eric Booms. You know, somebody made a comment to me a while ago that the Bearcats play with no cause or concern for fouls. Ken Pickler says, give it to them, whatever fouls you have, the way it goes, as long as they're good fouls.
And I think I kind of like that because all of Harbor Beach's shots have been considered, so a lot of them have been called as fouls, but they're blocking everything.
Right, and I think those are good ones. That one right here right now by Booms, I don't know as a coach if I'd want you to do that. I mean, he reaching in when he really didn't have to go after that ball.
Looked like he was a little late on the trap.
Right. He didn't move his feet well enough, so he thought he'd try to make it. But both shots there were missed by Ginther, keeping the score at 47-37, 4:07 to go here in the ballgame. Booms gets the ball in the left corner. Back up top to Perutzky. Perutzky brings it over to Leiprint. Ugly spread it out a little bit. They're going to be a little bit more patient here, I think, with the lead and 4 minutes to go here in the fourth. Booms gets it. He looks. Now back to the top to Perutzky. Back over to Leiprint. And they're looking for backdoors and layups by the looks of it. They almost turn it away, but Glenda hustles in there as Leiprint overthrew White. Now Harbor Beach goes for the steal. They miss it. They get it over to Booms. Booms sets it back up. Gives it to Perutzky at the top. Covered by Gerkovich. Feeds it down inside to Leiprint. Leiprint almost loses his balance, but gets his control. Now he has it tipped away. They're trying to get three guys on top of him. He goes to the floor. We're going to get a jump ball call out of all that. No travel, no reach, no foul, no nothing. Just a jump ball.
And it looks like it's Harbor Beach's way.
Ugly looks like they're not really in a stall. They look like they're in a more patient looking for a backdoor easy layup shot.
Yep.
Which is a good move at this point. As long as you don't throw the ball away.
Yep.
They're going to make Harbor Beach come at them, and then I think we're going to go to what we were talking about, free throws, right?
Mm-hmm.
Next free throw on, or next foul on Harbor Beach is going to put Ugly at the line 1-1. Next foul by Ugly is two shots the rest of the way out for Harbor Beach. 3:20 remaining. Bearcats with the lead, 47-37. Bearcats with the lead. Long shot there from Eli Kraft. The three, no good. Rebound control by his brother. Gerkovic gets it up to the top. Gives it off to Eli Kraft, who drives into the paint. No good. Rebound into the hands. It's tipped around. Goes to Eric Booms. Eric Booms loses it, and it goes out of bounds off his...
Off the Pirate.
Off the Pirate. Man, everybody was tipping that around. Looked like a volleyball drill.
And probably is Austin Drake, and out is Brandon Glaza.
3 minutes to go, 47-37. Bearcats with the lead over the Harbor Beach Pirate in the opening round of Greater Sum Conference play. Hoping you people that are getting out of some of these other games got time to call star 102.1 and let Nikki or Derek know what your score is back at the station. If not, dial up 269-9931 and let them know what the score of your team was so that we can put it out over the air. Nice play from Perutzky and Leiprant to a bounce pass inside to Josh White up and off the glass for the Bearcats. 49-37, 2:35 to go. Scott Gerkovic dribbles to the free throw line, can't make a move, finds a wide open. Andrew Seaman on the low block, and he puts it up off the glass. 49-39, Bearcats with the lead. Full court pressure again by the Pirates, which has been consistent most of the game. They're in a man-to-man right now. Bearcats have Josh White with the ball at the top. He's harassed there by
Seaman.
Now he gets it over to Drake. Drake's dribbling around at the top of the key. He's covered by Seaman. Takes it down low, feeds it up top to Booms. Booms is covered by Kraft. Back in the corner to Drake. And Ubley's running a stall here.
Pretty successful one, too.
Now they feed it inside, try to go to Marshall Leiprant, but the pass was picked off by Seaman. Seaman gives it to his point guard in Hanson. Hanson brings it up. Gives it right back down inside to Seaman. Seaman goes up for the move with Josh White on his back, and he scores. 49-41, and Harbor Beach is going to burn their last timeout. We'll be back right after this commercial message.
As much as we love the holidays, they do have a way of wearing us out. Now that they're over, treat the family to either breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Harbor Breeze Cafe in Harbor Beach. Enjoy a variety of omelets and other breakfast items. Breakfast served daily from 7 to 11:30. For lunch, Harbor Breeze offers a variety of sandwiches, oven-baked subs, hand-tossed pizzas, even hot sandwiches, shrimp, and fish. Harbor Breeze Cafe's prices are very reasonable and affordable. Take a drive to Harbor Breeze Cafe north of Harbor Beach today for a delightful treat, which will keep you coming back for more. Carryouts available by calling 989-479-3737.